This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Junks. Time now to head out to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to Brian Baldinger, Odyssey's NFL insider, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Good morning, Baldy. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm doing well. Doing good, man.
Hey, Baldy, are you in Florida?
You mentioned you had a place in Florida. What part of Florida?
Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, so you're okay with the hurricane.
Well, I didn't go down. I just, because of all the talk, so I just stayed up here in Jersey.
Right.
Yeah, just South Jersey right here. We're good.
Well, hopefully, nothing.
It didn't really hit the eastern part of Florida.
Right, that's good.
And I'm hearing that the hurricane may not have been quite as powerful as it could have been. The rain totals were unreal, but certainly people died. It's brutal. But the thing that really freaked me out is seeing this morning alligators in like people's living rooms.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
That'd be terrifying. Yeah, I mean, these storms are crazy. The storm surge. The alligators in my living room, that's like, we're going to have to get that exterminated.
You're going to need to call it a specialist for that.
Yeah, you would have to.
Yeah.
So, Baldy, I saw one of your film breakdowns on the Commanders' defensive side about what Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner are bringing to this defense. Can you fill us in on what you're seeing?
Well, obviously they come from different teams. So they're both learning a defense together. And, it takes some time to build the chemistry, I think, between the two off-the-ball inside linebackers. So they're kind of learning. I mean, Frankie's a really good high-twitch, fast-twitch pass rusher. Like, he's got elite movement. Bobby is one of these guys that's just he's such a student of the game. You know, he's a lot more patient. But I think together they played really well. They're a big part of the pass rush, big part of getting to – you know, Deshaun Watson last week and doing what they did. So I thought it was pretty impressive the way that they played throughout the game. And you could say what you want about Deshaun Watson and how he's playing. They got down there close a few times and they couldn't score, you know, very often. So I thought they played real well together. And I think that's an improving part of this defense.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, do you think that the defense as a whole is improving or if that was just kind of a product of playing against QBs who just kind of looked lost? Kyler Murray looked lost after that first drive in that game 2 weeks ago. And then Deshaun's terrible. He's just a bad quarterback. So
yeah, they actually blew a coverage there at the goal line, and he had no idea. I mean, he's not looking at the receivers and reading the coverage, and he's dropping his head. He's sacking himself down there. But it's a product. I mean, they gave up 9 touchdown passes the first 3 games. You could say some of those teams, whether it's the Giants or whatever, aren't very good. So I'm not convinced the secondary is where it needs to be. But, look, you kind of build your confidence slowly. You're learning a new defense. Joe Witt Jr. is, you know, calling the defenses, and Dan's installing stuff, and everybody's new, you know, back there for the most part. And so I just think you have a lot of new pieces. Might take a little bit of time, but certainly the results the last 2 weeks, you can say Deshaun and Kyler like you did, and that's probably true. But at the same time, you're still keeping the ball from going over your head. And, that's something they've struggled with since last year.
Insider Call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. So, Baldy, you have the top 2 rushing attacks in the league getting together this weekend in Baltimore as the Commanders travel to Baltimore. The Ravens, 211 yards per game. The Commanders, 178 yards per game. The Commanders really adept at rushing touchdowns with 13. They lead the league. So if you love watching teams run the ball, this is the game for you this weekend.
That's true. But I was there in Cincinnati last week. Lamar threw the ball incredible last week. I mean, he had a lot of deep balls. And the touchdown to Isaiah Likely. I mean, he dropped the pat, he dropped the snap, and then he rolled out to his right and beat about three guys, and then just jumped and threw the ball to Likely for a touchdown. It's kind of those stats from last week can be a little bit misleading. They did put up 41 points in overtime to win, and that's significant. But they really did a great job of shutting down Derrick Henry in Cincinnati. I mean, if I was Dan Quinn and those guys, I'd be studying what they did, because they never really let him get going until the very end of the game, mm-hmm. and he ripped off like a 50-yarder, which, you know, I mean, it's a 50-yarder. I'm not taking anything away from it. But for most of the game, they went away from Derrick Henry. Now, they went back to him in the fourth quarter when the game got tight, and he made one big play. But I'm really impressed. Yes, the Commanders have 13 rushing touchdowns. The next closest, Baltimore, whatever, they have 8. There'll be teams this year that won't rush for 13 touchdowns the whole season. Mm-hmm. So it's incredible how they're finishing. Obviously, Jaden's a big part of it, big part of the running attack. I mean, these two teams, in some ways, the way the quarterbacks play, they kind of mirror each other. I think Lamar has a lot more designed runs than Jaden does, but they still have designed runs for both quarterbacks, and both are the two best running quarterbacks in the league right now. So I think if you get great quarterback play, you're going to have a great game. It should be very entertaining, and I would think both defenses will struggle to stop the other team right now.
Baldy, pretty remarkable that in Derrick Henry's Hall of Fame career, he's averaging the most yards per carry at the age of 30. I mean, he's averaging 6 yards per carry with Baltimore, and his highest before that looks like 2020 at 5.4 yards per carry with the Titans. Like, he seems like he's getting better with age, which is not usually the case for 30-year-old running backs in the league.
He's got better players around him.
Yeah, that certainly helps.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, he got the 87-yarder against Buffalo to start the game. Mm-hmm. You know, those are always going to, you know, pad your stats. But he's broken big runs. And that's something he couldn't do last year in Tennessee. And to your point, he's got better players around him. It's a better system. You have to account for Lamar. There's a mesh point there. Who has the ball? Dallas still doesn't know who had the ball at the mesh point. Like, they both ran wild against the Cowboys. So it's a perfect, like, when the deal went down, I'm like, this is the perfect team, the perfect system. Lamar's never had a guy like Derrick Henry he can hand off to. They're getting better up front, where they can just run it. But then they have all this misdirection stuff and all this read option stuff and all this stuff going on. And then the power football with Patrick Ricard, they get into a power pistol formation. I mean, they have a lot of different formations, a lot of ways to run the ball. And so that's really the problem. And he's like the perfect complement. And then when you take him off the field, Justice Hill, you know, when he was drafted in 2019, he was the fastest back in that draft coming out of the combine. So they've got a pretty good blend right now between Lamar and his athleticism, the power of Derrick Henry, and the breakaway runs that he's giving you every week right now. And that's certainly a challenge. And then Justice Hill coming in as sort of the change of pace back. It's a formidable group.
Baldy, wanted to ask you about a couple end-of-game situations from last week.
Yes.
So the Ravens could have lost that game. The Bengals had a 53-yard field goal, but they ran. I think you tweeted about this. Why not give the ball to Ja'Marr Chase, even on just a screen? Mm-hmm. He's electric. And then I think everybody in America was perplexed by the end of strategy from Sean McDermott and the Bills throwing the ball three times from their 3-yard line. What'd you make of both situations?
I didn't like either one, and I don't want to play Monday morning quarterback with these coaches. I know there's a lot of decisions to make, but let's just break them down. I mean, the Bengals get the ball after Lamar fumbles, and Jermaine Pratt picks it up. Mm-hmm. They're in overtime. It's 38-38, and they hand it off to Chase Brown 3 times in a row, and they gain 3 yards, and they don't really get any closer for McPherson to kick. Now, there's a bad snap. Okay, I got it. But Ja'Marr Chase is sitting there with Brandon Stevens 8 yards off him. I mean, I felt like there's part of Joe Burrow that said, the hell with the call. I'm just giving it to my favorite player, the best player. And they didn't do it. And so, you know, you missed the field goal. You had a chance, honestly, to make the Ravens 2-3, the Bengals 2-3. I mean, they could have just tightened that whole division up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but in Buffalo, it made no sense to me. You're back on your own 2-yard line. All right, there's 32 seconds to go in the game. And yes, Houston has all 3 timeouts. And if you run it, you're going to burn a timeout each time. You might get the first down running it. It's not like you're going to take a knee. You're going to hand it off to a great back. that averages 4.5 yards a carry, or Josh Allen, who's a great back. So I thought the decision to throw, because the throws weren't even close. They looked like they were Hail Mary type throws. Mac Hollins, like Keon Coleman, the throw, none of the throws were very good.
The first one could have been picked off. The first one was like
been picked off, okay, yeah, for sure. But, you know, the thing that I was thinking of, Josh Allen threw every pass from the end zone. Like any offensive penalty, holding, illegal hands to the face, all that stuff, it's a safety, and you lose the game. Like you're not definitely not going to run a screen out of your own end zone. Like that's, you're out calling for a safety. But you can have interceptions, tip balls, and you can have safeties because of penalties. And you're willing to risk that when you could just hands off. And the other thing was, if you make Houston burn all their timeouts by running it, you know, when C.J. Stroud got the ball, since the first play was 7 seconds that they had, they threw it to Adam Bawali for like 6 or 7 yards to get closer for the field goal. Maybe you don't have any chance to do that. And so maybe you're kicking just a longer field goal. I heard Sean McDermott explain it, and I still
don't understand it. Some of these coaches are just clueless. Hey, tonight, big one. San Francisco and Seattle. I don't know if you've looked at the next 6 weeks of the schedule for 49ers, but if they lose tonight, Baldy, they're 2-4.
Yeah, they play Kansas City next week.
Kansas City, Dallas, in Tampa, Seattle again, in Green Bay, at Buffalo.
Well,
that's a big one tonight.
I mean, Arizona went there and beat them last week. I mean, you know, Kyler Murray went 50 yards on a read option on the second play of the game. They had no idea how to stop that. You know, and then they finished the game. I mean, they out hit San Francisco. I mean, the hits that, you know, whether it was Buda Baker or whatever, I mean, they lit that team up. They forced a fumble at the end of the game. San Francisco is going to win it. Yeah. They took the game from them.
Yeah.
They don't look invincible to me at all. But then Seattle was god-awful against the Giants.
Yeah.
And so maybe these two teams, one of the teams tonight, this is interesting.
Maybe they're just average.
Maybe they are, but one of the teams are going to be on a three-game losing streak tonight.
Correct.
You're either going to be Seattle or San Francisco, one of them.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, before we let you go, your thoughts on Drake May playing this weekend against Houston. They decided, all right, 5 weeks is enough. We've seen enough from Brissett. Let's go with Drake May. It's a tough team to play, obviously, in the Texans, but to get him at home, your thoughts on how you think he's going to play?
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope he's not dead man walking. You know, they're not very good around the quarterback. And so at some point you throw him in there and see if he can, I don't know, be a Troy Aikman, maybe take his lumps. And if he's wired the right way, he's not going to, you know, he's not going to pout and hang his head and, you know, get gun shy. They're just not a very good team. I don't know who their left tackle is anymore because it keeps changing every week. And, you know, they got some young rooks in there. Lane Robinson looks like a pretty good player. But there's not a lot of talent. Hunter Henry got off to a good start. He's kind of fizzled. You know, this Jalen Polk, I think, has a potential to be a good player if they can protect long enough. This young receiver from Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got Ramondre Stevenson looks decent at times. Well, they have to play a certain way. They have to win the time of possession. They got to control the ball. They can't put the quarterback in harm's way. And the defense has to keep the score down. If they do all those things, they got a chance.
Baldy, thanks as always, man. We appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
I look forward to it, guys. You guys enjoy.
Thank you, buddy.
Yes, sir. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day. Be delicious. When we come back, we'll get into, is Commanders versus Ravens a rivalry game? We'll take your calls on that as well next. 800-636-1067. Do you consider Commanders-Ravens a rivalry game? We'll be right back.